me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
What did you say, nigga?
That's right, motherfuckers. It's Thursday night. We're here in beautiful, shitty, sunny, gritty downtown Los Angeles. And I'm your host, Nestorius, you know, the Nestor, the Rodriguez, you know, the poppin', the chillin', you know, the illin'. 1-800-893-9562 for those of you that pay your Sprint bill, your Verizon bill, you know, if you want to call in. We're live from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every week, most of the time. And that's from midnight to 1 a.m. for you East Coast hookers. I just got back from New York City, man. I was in Pittsburgh and New York. My regular co-host is out for the week. He's got some action figure fucking convention that he's got to go to. This motherfucker, that's all he does is collect. Like most dudes in Los Angeles, they buy marijuana, or they have, you know, if you're married, you have three girls on the side and you're busy doing this shit. This motherfucker, he's burying cats. Like his pet cat died and he was fucking completely upset and depressed for like a month. And now he's in a fucking G.I. Joe action jackson fucking action figure in Long Beach somewhere. Big up, Sam, you motherfucker. So in lieu, we're gonna have my man Giacomo.
Hey everyone, what's up?
Say your last name again.
Mirarchi.
I want to say Mirarchi. Yeah,
exactly.
My our intern is here for the summer, Giacomo Mirarchi. What's happening?
Oh, really good. Just came back from New York
You just came back from New York too, yeah.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the States now? Because I know you had just gotten here.
It's been almost 2 months now.
Almost 2 months, and you have one month left.
Yeah, one more month, yeah.
And you've done a lot of shit since you've been here.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty satisfied so far.
3 months is a long time.
Oh yes, it is. But still not long enough.
No. So you were in New York. We when you first got here, we were talking about you wanting to visit New York because your cousin, second cousin Mariana, who introduced you to us.
Exactly.
For you to get your internship credit. You had never met her.
No, never before.
Right. So you were discussing you wanted to go to New York and visit her, meet her, and it just worked out because I had to go to New York also.
Yeah.
So how was it? How was New York?
Really, really beautiful. It's a really beautiful city, and I really enjoyed it. I met some pretty interesting people, all good people, and the city is just amazing.
Yeah.
And the food as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you met a lot of interesting people, like who? Like people like where? Aside from
Some musicians, some jazz musicians.
Oh, really?
Which had some pretty interesting stories.
Because you went to see a show that night after I left you.
Yeah, exactly.
So you went
there. I met some people.
How was it?
Really good.
Yeah.
It's not my type of music,
no.
But it was really interesting.
I love jazz. I should have went.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
that
you
night,
would have loved it.
No,
then.
I know I would have loved it. It was just, it's just that, like, there's so much shit.
Oh, yeah,
and you know, to do, and I was already uptown, and I had already committed to go hanging out with my friend Ruperto, and but I would have definitely loved. I love jazz.
Yeah.
I love jazz.
Wow, and Ruperto is another fun guy.
Ruperto is a fucking psycho.
Yeah,
my friend Ruperto, you got in his car.
Yeah,
motherfucker drives like a fucking mad Italian
crazy.
Formula One race driver, right?
Yeah, really
crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, and you went to see him. I took you to see him perform also.
Oh yeah, it was really really fun.
Yeah. So you went all over the place. So you met some interesting people, jazz musicians, and who else?
Comedians, graffiti artists, and.
Who'd you meet, a graffiti artist?
Your friend. No, it's not.
Oh, Sharp. Yeah, Sharp.
And
fucking Sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. He. I wouldn't call him a graffiti artist. I'd call him a frustrated, fat, miserable fuck. That's what I would call him.
Okay.
And he's a dad.
Yeah, a dad as well. Yeah.
He's a dad. So you met him.
Yeah.
He was interesting?
Yeah. He was. From my point of view,
really?
He was. Yeah.
How was he interesting?
I don't know, because it was pretty different from many people that I met in my life.
How so?
I couldn't figure it out that well.
You couldn't figure it out that well? So try. I want to know exactly how you felt. Yes.
So it was a little protective.
He was?
Towards his child. His kid.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He seemed quiet. But then when he started to talk, he was like crazy. And he went from one thing to another just like this. But
yeah.
So that's why it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. He's actually a very interesting guy.
All right.
Very interesting guy. Yeah. I mean, I grew up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I know him for many, many years since I was in high school. And throughout the years, he's been one of those difficult relationships. You know what I mean? Where certain people are just difficult to be around.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
And I don't want to say he doesn't have social skills.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got social skills. He's a very intelligent guy.
Right.
He's worldly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he speaks Italian, French, Spanish, English.
And that's amazing.
He's lived in Europe, you know.
Right. Yeah.
He's made a living as an artist,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is very difficult to do.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, he's just very confrontational. It's almost like it's very difficult not to get into an argument with him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So just to fill you guys in out there in podcast mania, in podcast landia, we were hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took you all the way through East Harlem and Harlem.
And Harlem,
and I mean, I took you all over.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You did, yes.
We'll get back to that. And so I had texted Sharp. His name is Aaron Goodstone. Google him. He's a very interesting artist. I texted him only because I was in Harlem and mm-hmm. I thought of him. The reason I thought of him was we were walking. There was a store across the street that sold. I think you asked me about some of the stores there.
Yep.
And I said back in the 80s, they sold like urban wear, you know, like British walkers and just stuff that like blacks and Latinos would wear to look hip and cool.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't get certain things like that anywhere else because white people weren't wearing those things. So they were geared towards black, you know, African Americans, like British walkers, Clarks. British walkers were a type of shoe. And, you know, jeans and shit, you know, just urban wear.
Okay.
So I was walking by the store and it reminded me of him. So I texted him and he goes, "Where you at?" I told him and you know, he's always eager to, you know, to see you. You know what I mean?
Right,
in a way, obviously he took a cab to go uptown
and
he's got the most beautiful kid.
Yeah, he does.
He's a fucking gorgeous kid. But, you know, you talk to the kid, "Hey, man, how you doing?" And all of a sudden he gets defensive. He's like, yo, he'll talk to you when he wants to talk to you. You know, after that trip when we were walking, I thought to myself, the reason this kid, he doesn't know how to act because his father is always fucking... You know, I'm just observing. Like, his father's like, "Don't give him this. Don't give him that." It's like...
So he's confused.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the last time I saw him, I brought a cupcake for the kid. I told you this, right?
Yeah.
I bring a cupcake. He's like, yo, come on, man. Don't bring no fucking cupcake for my kid. Yo, come on, man. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
You got a kid. You bring him a fucking cupcake. Usually the normal response is, "Yo, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
That's very considerate of you," right?
Yeah.
So to keep it moving here, after our long ass fucking walk, we must have walked about 10 fucking miles.
Yeah.
You know, at least.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And because that's what you do in New York. You walk all over the place. Yeah. So, you know, we decide that we're going to go to the park where another friend of mine, my neighbor, has a kid, was there playing, supposedly. So even though he's my neighbor, I hardly get to see him when I'm in New York because I'm running around and he's doing his thing. So I figured, let me go there. Let me go see John's kid. So John was in there. Oh. John's wife, Juanita, was there with the kid. And so, you know, I said hello, blah, blah. And then I went, you know, we're ready to leave because you had to go I had to go
exactly,
to go eat and whatever. So, you know, I'm like, touching the kid's head, like, you know, in a very loving, charismatic way. How do you call that? Like when you just kind of like rub a kid's head, like, hey, good to see, you know, like this. Look, oh yeah, you know, good to see you, you cutie, whatever. All of a sudden, he's like, yo, don't be patting. Yo, that's the third time you patted my son's head, man. Yo, he's not a dog. Like right in front of all these people, you know.
If you weren't a normal thing for when you see a friend's kid, and
yeah, except when you see this motherfucker's kid, you got to have a whole special set of other rules on how do you got to, you know, act in front of him and his kid. You know what I mean?
Don't know what to expect. And
well, he's an asshole. I'm sorry to say, he's a fucking asshole. If you, in fact, like that's the last time I'm gonna fucking talk to him. Seriously, fuck him.
Yeah.
You know, because I just don't the way he acted that day. It was like I really wanted to tell him to go fuck himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was appropriate because you were there and there were a lot of kids and I didn't want to do that. But really, that's what I really wanted to tell him.
Okay.
Because he's a fucking asshole the way he talks and, you know, he's got issues. You know what I mean?
Noticed.
Yeah. And I think that the thing is, I think that he's a 50-year-old dude or at least very close to it. And he's got a kid. His kid is what, like 5 years old? And all of a sudden. Five, right?
Okay,
something like that?
Yeah.
Five or six?
I think so,
So all of a sudden, what I gather is that he doesn't have any power in his fucking life. So the only way he can get power is by telling other people how to fucking act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking 13 years old. It's like, get the fuck out of here. So anyway, so yeah, he was interesting. All right. Yeah, very, to say the least, interesting. Yeah. So we walked all over Harlem, East Harlem, which is my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so what did you think? Like, what was your impression of the whole, like, tour that I gave you, but also the difference between East Harlem, where there's predominantly Latinos and some blacks, and Harlem, where there's mostly black?
Well, the two neighborhoods looks pretty much alike.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty, pretty
ghetto.
Similar. Yeah,
ghetto. They're kind of ghetto. Yeah.
They are,
Projects.
You go from one street, you cross the street, you go to the other one, and it's completely different. People are completely different. They come from different places.
Like when you go from East Harlem to Harlem, like when you get to 125th Street and you start walking west and you start feeling a different vibe.
Yeah, but even if it's like a ghetto-style neighborhood, it's pretty interesting because it's so alive and there's so many things going on the street, people playing, singing, dancing and whatever. And that was really good to see.
Yeah.
How alive it was.
Yeah. Very colorful.
Yeah.
Very colorful.
Pretty colorful, yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a thing I was thinking about seeing in New York because
you would never see
usually
that.
Tourists don't go there.
You would never see that.
Yeah. So I have to thank you.
No, you would never see that.
Yeah.
Most people come to New York, they would never go to East Harlem or Harlem unless they had a specific thing to do there.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing you can do in Harlem is probably tourist-wise is go to the Apollo Theater.
Yeah. The one you showed me.
Yeah, which we passed in front of. Or probably get some soul food, like fried chicken and waffles and stuff that. Or get some ethnic food, like Puerto Rican rice and beans and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Dominican, however you want to look at it.
Okay.
But other than that, most people would not go there.
They try to avoid it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they try to avoid it. It's just that there's nothing there for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like you're going to go to New York and go, take me anywhere. But not to Harlem. It's not like that. It's just that there's so many things to do in New York City that, you know, most people would think about going to, you know, Times Square or, you know, the East Village you know, downtown, you know, the business district, you know, Central Park or, you know.
More tourist thing.
Yeah.
The famous thing you lose.
Just you know, where there's a lot more white people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, white people like to stick around white people. Yeah. You know what I mean? So aside from it being colorful and a lot of people playing, like what else? What did you take from that experience? Oh, and then after the park, we met my friend Ruperto and we drove across town to Washington Heights, where all the Dominicans are, and that's a completely different neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that's also Latino, but they're mostly Dominican.
All right,
so you got to see some like three major ethnic neighborhoods, like ghetto ethnic neighborhoods.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can tell the food there was amazing.
Oh,
in the Dominican
Jesus
part.
Christ, that was a lot of food.
The chicken was alarm, really good. Yeah.
The chicken.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, so we each ordered a fucking plate of rice and pigeon peas, which is a delicacy. Rice and beans, pretty much anybody makes rice and beans, but those little things, gandules, they're called pigeon peas in English.
Okay.
And Dominicans make them really well. So usually you can get the rice and pigeon peas like already made in the rice. Remember, I got two orders, and then I got an order of white rice with the fresh pigeon peas in the sauce.
To see the difference.
Yeah, yeah. So there's two different ways of preparing the dish. And so we got some fried plantains and dude, and my friend Ruperto, he's the finickiest fucking eater. Right?
Yeah.
He's like, we each order a fucking half a chicken. And then he's like, yo, I only eat the breast. So basically, I have a whole half chicken. You have a half chicken. You devoured your fucking chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I can't eat. I mean, that was a lot of food.
Oh, it was,
So now after Ruperto finishes his fucking dish, I wind up having, you know, like basically a whole fucking chicken left and like a big mound of rice and gandules, rice and pigeon peas, and some tostones. Which, by the way, I took home, and then that evening, you know, we went to see him perform. He and I performed in the Bronx.
Right,
then we came back, and we went to a fucking grocery store, bodega, and I left my fucking rice and beans there.
No way.
Oh,
really?
Dude, I was fucking pissed. Oh, it's fucked up, because I would have given it to you.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, I was pissed.
That's bad.
Dude, I was home. I was home, and at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't go to sleep. I think I went to bed around 2 or 3. And I woke up like 30 minutes later and I go, where the fuck is the rice and beans? Because I thought...
You didn't notice this first.
No, because I don't remember putting it in the refrigerator.
All right.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, did I leave it out? Because the last thing you want to do is leave food out.
Yeah, because you won't find it.
No, in the New York City apartment, because the rats will come up. The rats, but the mice. and I don't want to be fucking around with no mice.
No.
Yo, that's part of the ghetto, mice.
Yeah.
All right, so aside from all that shit, what else did you take out from traveling through there?
Well, people look not like here in California. They're not smiling like here. Not at all,
So basically, when we were walking, I told you to pay close attention to people's faces.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And I did, and they don't look so happy.
They're not happy.
All. No.
Yeah.
But as long as you start talking to one of them, then they are really friendly. And,
yeah.
But when you see them on the street,
Beat. They're beat down.
Yeah.
They're beat down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that was pretty strange.
Yeah.
Because now I'm used to see the streets here in California, everyone smiling and talking to each other. And, and then I see that the other reality there. And, wow, it's pretty different, yeah.
So why do you think that's so? Like, why do you think that, like, for instance, in California, in Los Angeles, you'll see people and they seem not beat down? So they're smiley. They're less defended.
Yeah, that's
because people
true.
In New York are a little defended. You know what I mean?
I don't know, because probably it's since here is more spread out. Uh-huh. Everyone has his own space and not so attached to each other. Uh-huh. So it's good to be on the street, and then you have your moment when you're with other people. And I don't know. It seems more relaxed here, and talking to many people with you and other people in New York, everyone told me that it's pretty hard to live there.
It's hard.
So you have to work a lot. And I've seen my cousin, how much they work.
Yeah. Mariana's like always working. So it's interesting that you say that, because about the space. So So like LA has a lot more space. It's spread out. Also, there aren't as many people in LA as there are in New York.
That's true.
In New York, it's less space and you have almost twice as many fucking people.
Exactly.
So people are on top of each other.
Exactly, yeah.
And so people are not so ready to say hi or be friendly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're around people all the time.
All the time.
So who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, have a nice day. Don't fucking tell me what to do, all right, motherfucker? So like, whereas LA, People spend the majority of their time in cars. So they have very little contact with other people on a day-to-day.
They are alone for the most part.
So whenever they get an opportunity to say hi to somebody else or pass somebody by or whatever, they're more than happy to.
To do it, yeah. And that feels fine. When you see the thing happens, you feel fine.
Yeah. So what else did you... I mean, what else did you do when you were in New York? Because you were there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So what else did you do?
I walked basically all the time I was there, because I knew I had just 1 week, and there were many things I wanted to see, like Midtown, Downtown, Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Bridge.
You went to Brooklyn. You walked over the Brooklyn Bridge.
I walked over the Brooklyn Bridge and then came back from the Brooklyn Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing.
So you took the train downtown, and then you walked up to over the Brooklyn Bridge, and then you walked back from the Brooklyn Bridge into
back
Manhattan?
Into Manhattan in downtown, and then walked from downtown to Midtown or to Midoma store.
So you walked from Midoma to downtown? To go over the bridge?
No, the opposite. To come back, I walked from the bridge to Midoma.
Oh, so you took the train down?
Yeah, I took the train down and then walked the entire day.
To City Hall or?
City Hall, yeah.
City Hall is the train station.
Exactly,
I went to college right down the block from there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And the World Trade Center used to be also right down the block from there.
Ah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I went to see the Memorial Park.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. Yeah.
Did you go into the museum?
No, I didn't, because I was just walking and wanted to see many things, so just from the outside and not went into museums there.
Yeah.
But it was pretty interesting, and it's cool what they did with it. And
yeah, I haven't been down there. I was down there during the few days after the attacks. I was down there volunteering.
Helping.
And it was just so fucked up, man, that it's just like right after that, I remember that I was an electrician at the time.
Yeah.
I remember that they had to start renovating some of the buildings right around the World Trade Center site. So there's, you know, the Millennium Hotel. Like, when those towers fell down, none of the buildings around there got affected.
None of those
buildings fell down.
Oh, wow.
What happened was there was debris that fell and broke some of the windows and stuff like that.
Right,
and as a result, some of the windows, there's some of the debris went inside those buildings, but none of those buildings around there collapsed. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to work, I think, at the Verizon building down there. So I'd go in there in the morning at 7:30. You know, you see the site. It's like fucking rubble. They're taking, dirt out or whatever. Iron workers are still trying to get, beams and stuff like that. Forensics have to go through for many months, even up to a year and some change after they were still finding things. I remember coming, when I was going to work there and leaving in the afternoon, I would see these Asian, because you see people in New York, they sell every fucking thing.
Yeah, everything. From all over the world.
Yeah. Especially down there, they were selling flags. Right after 9/11, these motherfuckers were selling flags.
Like, really?
Oh, yeah, they were selling flags to fucking tourists.
And then instead of helping, they were selling flags.
No. This is after. This is after. After, when people, when everything went back to normal, so to speak, back to normal, like office buildings opened up or whatever, they were selling flags. And then they were selling fucking picture books of actual people fucking flying out of the fucking windows.
What?
Yeah, selling pictures and pictures of the World Trade Center towers with fucking the plane hitting it. And I was like, you know what? This is bullshit.
Yeah, but
for me, it was just bullshit.
Yeah, and it's creepy as well.
It's fucking creepy. And I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. And I totally believe that shit was fucking done intentionally.
Yeah.
And, I went down there about a year and a half after all that. I was in the union and they sent me to go work down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, they were renovating and fixing the PATH train that goes from Jersey into Manhattan.
All right.
So one of the first stations out of New Jersey on that PATH train is the World Trade Center. So they were trying to build that up so they can start, so they can bring, the people who have to go to work down there.
Yeah,
and I remember thinking, as I was going down this long ass ramp into the pit, because it was like a huge pit, right? All I could think about was it was like a big grave site, even though there were no bodies there.
And it felt like
And I don't want to be there. I just didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I felt like I don't want to be there. I don't want to work there. I just don't. And I don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have this distaste for that place. Of course, the people who died, Jesus Christ, that was fucked up. And in a sense, I guess I'm happy that they did something.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they did, what they used the the foundation imprints to put everybody's name, which I think that's nice.
They did
to do
a
that.
Really good job, yeah. And instead of where the building were, there is a really huge fountain and with a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
They did a pretty good job.
Yeah, to honor the people who died.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of it, but like I said, and when you went down there, there are people selling shit, right?
Yeah.
What were they selling? Books? Flags?
Flags, yeah. Books. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be banned, man.
Yeah. Fuck it seems like, and it is like they are taking advantage of what happened.
In a sense. But I mean, if you go to Pearl Harbor, which in 1941, the Japanese attacked.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You go there, it's the same thing. You still have the ship sunken underwater, and I believe oil from the fucking engine of the ship drips up every, I don't know how many fucking, once an hour or whatever. Yeah. So a bubble of oil drips up. And there's still fucking people down there, dude. There are people still dead down there. It's like a grave.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's like, fuck that, man. I'm not buying a souvenir.
No.
You know what I mean?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So you went to the World Trade Center. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. And Brooklyn Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge must be amazing. That's one of the most amazing bridges.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really long. I didn't thought it was so long to cross it.
Yeah, it's a long bridge.
Yeah, it take like from 20 to half an hour to cross it by walking.
Yeah, so. I would say 30 minutes. Yeah.
So pretty big, but really good to see.
But it's a nice
and
view.
The view of the city from there, wow, it's just amazing.
Did you just go, when you walked over to the Brooklyn from Manhattan over the bridge, did you get off and walk around in Brooklyn there? No, you just stayed.
Just a little bit. I stopped to have breakfast in a cafe on the other side and then went back.
Like a little diner?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nice. And cool. Yeah, no, the view from Brooklyn into Manhattan, it's nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So what else? What else did you do? Where else did you go? What did you want to see that you saw? What did you got to see? And what did you want to see that you didn't get to see?
Pretty much I saw everything I wanted to see, because then I also took the ferry with my cousins to go to the IKEA ferry.
Oh, in Queens.
Exactly, yeah. But not to go to IKEA, but just
to get the free ferry
there. And with the free ferry, you go really close to the Statue of Liberty. You have another amazing view of the city from the water.
Yes.
And so it was
I've
really
never
good.
Been to that IKEA, but there's a ferry service. IKEA pays for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is amazing.
It's great.
Yeah.
No, it's to their advantage.
Exactly. No, that's true.
New Yorkers do anything for free. Remember we were walking somewhere and there was a big long fucking line?
Yeah.
And anytime there's anything free in New York, there's a line of motherfuckers. Whereas in LA, there's so much shit going on sometimes for free.
Yeah.
That, like, for instance, we're in downtown here on South Olive Street.
Mm-hmm.
There's Pershing Square. There's a fucking concert going on there.
Yeah.
I guarantee you go in there.
Summer.
Yeah. I guarantee you that the place ain't even packed with people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because part of it is, you know, here's the thing. You got to drive everywhere here.
Exactly.
So if you're driving everywhere here during the day to get to work, when you're fucking done, like on the weekend, the last thing you want to do is fucking drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when I first came here, I was like, oh, yeah, fuck it. I'll drive to Long Beach. Oh, yeah, fuck it. I'll drive to San Pedro. Yeah, I'll go to Pasadena, and I'll go all over the fucking place. Now, I don't even want to go fucking around the corner to go to the grocery store.
It's too much.
This is too fucking much. Yeah. Too many cars. When I tell people, I was in a cab in New York City, and I said, there's a lot of traffic in New York, right? Because, like I said, there's an exponential amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about the cars that are in New York, they're nowhere near the amount of cars that are in LA.
Yeah,
but yet there's still a lot of traffic, right? Because the streets in New York are not fucking 8 miles wide, you know, or the highways are not 8 miles. They're like three lanes.
Exactly.
In LA, you got six lane highways.
That's great. And still you got traffic.
Freeways, and it's bumper to fucking bumper.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you how many fucking cars there are here. So you got to see everything you wanted to see.
Yeah.
So part of it is, you know, I'm pretty sure you've been asked what did you like better? Did you like LA better? Did you like New York better? Do you think New York is better? Do you think LA is better? That's a big fucking. Everyone's like, yo, New York is better. Yo, New York, we do it like this. Yo, in LA, yo, fuck New York, man. So you always get that shit between the two different coasts.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was born and raised in New York. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, I spent the better part of 40 years of my life in New York. Mm-hmm. And I've been in L.A. and I've spent a good amount of time in L.A. Like I said, I've been all over the fucking place L.A.
You know both places really well.
I know a lot of places in L.A. But mm-hmm. I said L.A. is big.
Yeah.
So there's no way you can fucking know L.A. No. All of L.A.
My life isn't enough.
No. There's no way. I mean, there's so much. And also, New York is a pedestrian society.
Yeah, exactly.
So you walk and you see things. Here, you're driving all the time. There could be an amazing restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, right down the street, but you're not going to see it because you haven't walked by.
Yeah, here you have to know where you want to go.
Right.
There you can just walk and be surprised by what you see.
Right.
Here is impossible because you don't want to end up in neighborhood in between the two things you like.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is you'll never know what that neighborhood is in between the two things.
That's true.
You'll never know.
Yeah.
Because some of the neighborhoods here that look kind of fucked up and mm-hmm. shabby, they may be fucking, you know, I mean, it might be ghetto, but the people, I'll give you an example. One time I was in South Central and, you know, of course you're thinking, fuck, this is gangland territory, whatever. I'm not going to say hi to anybody. I'm just going to keep to myself and I'm not going to fucking look anybody in the mm-hmm. eye. I'm just going to walk by, you know, like when I am in my neighborhood in the ghetto, right?
Oh, yeah.
You just keep walking, mind your business. You're not like all friendly, like, hey, how you doing? Yo, what's going on? nice day, huh? You know, it ain't like that. So, you know, I was walking by and you know, I see a gentleman mm-hmm. Who happens to be black. Walking by me, and I'm thinking, and he was a big dude too, and I'm like, I'm gonna just keep walking straight, right? Because I'm accustomed to that in New York, right?
Yeah.
And as he passes me by, he goes, "How you doing, man?"
Oh,
completely fucking blew my mind. You know what I mean?
I was like, imagine.
There goes my fucking retarded, prejudiced anxiety.
Yeah, no, that's really true.
Yeah. So you never know.
Yeah.
So New York, L.A.
Well, that's a tough question because they're really two completely different realities and places, and both have its own positive things and the bad things. But I think New York probably is better to see it. I don't know if I'll ever get used to live in those huge buildings and not have my space, like I said before, that here you can have it.
Uh-huh.
So because I'm not used to it, in Switzerland we got like 15,000 people in the city that I live, so I'm used to have my own space.
In Switzerland, you have 15,000 people in the city that you live in?
In the city that I live
What's
in,
the population in Switzerland, do you know?
7 million.
7 million.
Yeah, for the entire country.
For the entire country.
Yeah.
And the population of Los Angeles? What is it? Hold on a second. The population of Los Angeles in 2013 was 3,884,307. That's the population of the city.
The city.
Not Los Angeles County.
Just the city.
The city.
Of the Switzerland.
Yeah, almost 4 million in Los Angeles, okay? The population of New York is, ready for this? 8 million.
Oh, wow.
Twice. 8,405,837, twice the amount of people in New York City.
More than the entire Switzerland in just one city.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So basically you're saying that New York for you would be better to visit.
Yeah, because probably it will be too much.
Right. To live there every
day. It's good to go there for a week or two because you can do really a lot of things.
Yeah.
But then to spend more time, maybe it will be too much.
Yeah, it's oppressive, man. It's oppressive. And then you got the cold winters. And we talked about this and you were like, yeah, well, at least in Switzerland, when it's cold, I can, you know, go skiing, snowboarding
and,
you know, mm-hmm. eat some frozen ass, you know, you know, ass flakes that are frozen in New York. Nobody comes out. Right. Like, if you were to do statistics of murders in New York in the summertime versus the wintertime, there are a lot more murders that happen in the summertime than there are in the wintertime.
Okay, because nobody goes out anymore.
In the wintertime, it's too cold to get into an argument. It's too fucking cold.
All right.
Somebody starts some shit with you in the fucking cold. You're like, yo, fuck that, man. I ain't gonna say shit. In the summertime, you're already irritated because it's hot. So you're walking around thinking, yo, fuck that shit. You know,
it's easier to get angry.
Oh, yeah. And especially if you live there, you have a bad day, you're like, and you try to get on the subway. Did you get on the train? You got on the train with me.
Yeah.
When we went to go see the museum.
Yeah.
So when we went to the Museum of Modern Art.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes. And interesting, I haven't experienced it in a while. The fucking train stopped for like about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What seemed like 20 minutes, probably like 10.
Yeah, but it was close to 20 minutes.
It was close to 20 minutes. Yeah. So it just stopped because there was a train in front and a train in front that wasn't moving. So case in point, MoMA, Museum of Modern Art, fucking place was packed.
Yeah,
it was packed.
Packed, really.
It's free on Friday from 4 to 8. And it was like, we got there like around 7:15, 7:30. We just went to go to, really, I wanted to see one exhibit.
One thing, yeah.
You know, the Martin Scorsese.
Personal collection.
Personal collection of his movie posters.
Yeah, which was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I knew it was going to be packed, you know?
Yeah.
And we got there and it was fucking jam-packed.
Oh, yeah.
Just like I was saying earlier, in New York, whenever there's something free, people just wait online. This is the way it is.
Yeah, but it's still a good thing though, because
it's a good thing.
Like, these people can go to see many the different type of arts, and they are still interested in that type of things, and which is a really great thing for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you got to see a lot of different people, a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
In one place.
Yeah. Exactly.
In a museum.
Yeah.
Old, young.
Yeah, all looking for the same thing.
Right.
And which was amazing, yeah.
Yeah. I had just, there was an exhibit of Andy Warhol's Campbell Soup paintings. They weren't silk screens or they weren't any of that stuff. They were actually paintings. And they had a couple of his silk screens. They were cool. Mm-hmm. And ironically enough, or coincidentally, I had just come back from Pittsburgh, which is his birthplace.
Ah, right.
And the Andy Warhol Museum was there. Mm-hmm. I spent 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
I spent three fucking hours in the Andy Warhol Museum.
But that must have been amazing.
Well, you know, I'm an artist as well. Yeah. So, you know, and I love, if I love something, I like to learn as much about it as I can.
Yeah, of course.
And I love the process of how somebody does their work, their art. And I love the technique. And so the evolution of Andy Warhol's technique was very interesting to me. Like I was explaining to you, the blotter paintings where it was almost like he was using a tracing technique with tracing paper and then gently inking the impression that was done from a trace on a tracing paper and then taking a blank piece of paper and pressing it on and transferring the ink underneath the impression of the traced paper onto the new paper is almost like a predecessor technique to what he eventually became famous for, which was, you know, painting underneath on a canvas and then layering or you know, using an outlined image as a silk screen over it.
Right.
You know.
That's really interesting.
It was very interesting.
Oh, wow.
So I think at the Museum of Modern Art, I think they had like about eight versions of the Marilyn or maybe 10. Something like
probably
that.
Probably 10.
Yeah, 10. So it was pretty interesting because you got to see the technique.
Yeah, it was interesting because since you knew it from the other museum.
Yeah, I was able to explain it to you a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Cool. No, it's an amazing. So when it comes to New York and L.A., New York and L.A. are completely different for the obvious reasons that we were talking about. I thought it was interesting, being that you're from another country. I was curious to see what your opinion is, and I think your opinion is kind of like mine also, even though I was born in New York, which is New York is, unless you're born there, right? Unless you're born there, because you don't have a choice, right? If you're born in New York, then you're born there, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're born in New York and you don't have the privilege of going elsewhere, like a lot of people who live in New York, I mean, they're fuck. I mean, I don't know. Many people don't go out of town. They don't go out of town.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they haven't been to another fucking state. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Many people in New York will say shit about L.A. and they've never been to L.A.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So just from what they've heard or
I don't know. They'll be like, L.A., people in L.A. are full of shit. people in L.A. are plastic. You know?
Yeah.
Have you been to L.A.? No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't understand, but that's, okay. You know, people get impressions, but the impression, the thing about New York is that unless you're born there,
mm-hmm.
You know, and having lived there and being born there, I think that it's an amazing place to visit. Like when I go back, and I still have an apartment there, mm-hmm. and when I go back, it's almost like discovery. I mean, you've been to my house here.
Yeah.
You've been to my apartment in New York.
Oh, yeah.
You see the difference.
Yeah.
Right?
A huge difference,
right? Mm-hmm. I have a very nice house here. My apartment's a rent-stabilized apartment. It's a nice apartment.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can't compare one to the other.
Yeah, of course.
Unless you have a fucking gazillion dollars, can you live in an apartment that's like the equivalent of a really nice house here?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's way more expensive to
live there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's way more expensive. So I was thinking that we do a little comparison. So mm-hmm. let me see. So housing units in New York City,
mm-hmm.
we have 3,701,062.
Oh.
Okay. So let me see what the housing units in LA are. And then I'm going to go into the median. Okay, so housing units is 1,413,995. So that's 1,413 versus that's
3,371,000
in New York.
In New York. Yeah.
So less space, and you got more shit piled on top of it. Now, I'm not sure the statistics when it says housing units, if they're individual houses
mm-hmm.
or if they're including apartments. I'm assuming they're individual houses, not apartments, because apartments are fucking ridiculous with all those skyscrapers. Let me see. The per capita money income. And those statistics that I just gave you were from 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see. The median, let's do this. The median value of owner-occupied housing units from 2009 to 2013. So this is the median value, the average value of a house, mm-hmm. is $492,800. That's in New York. What's the LA one? You see that? The median value of owner-occupied
housing units?
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same. In LA, it's $446,100.
What is it? 400?
$446,000.
That's the median?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
So it's pretty much the same.
You handle LA, I'll handle New York.
All
okay.
Right.
So the median household income is in New York is $52,259.
Yeah.
And in LA is what, like 40 something?
46.
The median income. So the average income in LA is 46, and the average income in New York is 52 annually.
Yeah.
52,000. Okay. So let's go. Let me see. All right. Okay. So in New York, 44% are white alone. Meaning not just white, let me see, because white alone, not Hispanic
mm-hmm.
Or Latino. Okay, so white alone, not Hispanic or Latino, it's 33.3%. Okay. And then on the top, it says white alone is 44%. I'm assuming that includes Latinos and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
So what is that in Los Angeles?
49.8.
That's the white alone, not Hispanic or Latino?
Yeah.
Okay. Or is it the top one, just white alone?
Oh, yeah, it's the top one.
What is it? What's that number?
49.8.
Okay, 49.8. Yeah. How about black African-American alone? What is that?
Alone?
20.
No, 9.6.
That's in L.A.
In L.A., yeah.
In New York, it's 25.5%.
Oh, wow.
So a quarter of the population is black, where a tenth of the population here is black.
Is black.
Interesting. Yeah. American Indian, it's 0.7%. They're not too welcome in New York.
0.7 in L.A. as well.
Yeah, they
same
get the,
thing.
They don't like those big countries, those big cities. How about Asian? How many, what's the percentage of Asians?
11.3.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
That's interesting. In New York, it's 12.7.
Oh.
But you would think that, well, I guess, all right, that's interesting. I would have thought more Asians were here. Yeah.
But most of them probably are just tourists. Because you do
here
see
or in New York? Here.
In both.
No. It's a big Asian population between Filipino, Japanese, Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
No, that's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, New York has a lot more people.
Yeah.
Okay, so Native Hawaiian, it says 0.1% in New York. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Either that or they don't fill out the census form. This is all from the U.S. Census Bureau.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically every, I think, 10 years, the United States Census sends out forms and, you know, gathers all this information.
Yeah.
I think it's every 10 years. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe every 10 years I pay attention. It could be like every 5 years. Who the fuck knows? Okay, how about Latino, Hispanic, or Latino in LA?
I think here we have some different. In LA, it's 48.5%.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In New York, it's 28.6%.
Oh, there's a huge difference.
Yeah, huge
here.
Difference. Well, the majority of the population here is Mexican.
Half of it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. Let me see. Okay, interesting. So, mean travel to work time. So that's further down where, right after the statistics of people.
Oh, all right, yeah.
It says mean travel, which is the average time it takes for a commuter to work, is what?
29.2.
Which is interesting because it says here 39.2.
Oh.
And it basically, I don't know how they get the statistics because it takes a hell of a lot longer to get to work in L.A. with traffic than it does here.
Yeah, I thought the difference will be much bigger.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that figure holds in there.
Or everybody's lying on their statistics.
No. It depends on this. Statistics. You know, does this mean by car or does it mean by public transportation? Because if you look at a different statistics, like one about New York being green from that email that you said, that site you sent me, it's completely different in terms of how much time it takes somebody to go to work and how much gas is consumed by an individual person in LA to go to work than it does from New York. Let me see. I was looking at something else. Persons per household. That's further down from there.
Further down.
Yeah. So in the next section down after the people, Hispanic, Latino, right below mean travel to work, keep going down, and it'll tell you persons per household.
Persons. I don't have it.
Okay. Why? Do you see on yours it says mean? Where was it? Mean travel
mean
to work?
Travel trend,
okay, go down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Then I have total employment.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
So six down, you don't have persons per household?
Nope.
I don't know what happened to my,
I don't know.
To my Los Angeles site. Hold on a second. Here we go. All right.
Let me see. You have it?
Hold on. Persons per household, 2.83.
In LA?
Yes.
And in New York?
And in New York, persons per household is 2.64. So there's more people per household in L.A. than there are in New York.
All right.
So that might speak for the amount of people who have to live together to pay a rent or just bigger families.
Yeah.
Yeah. Persons below poverty level. That should be the one right above business quick facts.
Have person in poverty percent.
Okay, so you have the section where it says business quick facts.
Yeah.
What's the line right above that?
Right above is person in poverty percent.
Yeah. Persons below poverty level percent. What do you have?
22%.
22%?
In LA.
Of people below poverty level.
Yeah.
In New York, you have 20.3.
Oh.
Which is interesting because in New York, you have twice as many people in New York than you do in LA.
All right.
And in LA, 22% are below poverty level. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of people. Huh. All right, let's do a couple of business facts. So how many black-owned firms do you have?
Let's see.
It should be the next section below.
Yeah, business.
You see it?
Man-owned, women-owned, minority.
No, you should have black-owned firms. It says 5.8%.
Nope.
Yeah. You have the same site?
Yeah, the same site, but I think it's a different table.
No, if you go below where it says persons below poverty level, it says what? Business quick facts, right?
No, it's just business, not business.
Oh, so you must have
facts.
You must have the different. You must have a different. Yeah. You must have a different site then. You don't have the U.S. Census one that I sent you. So all right. So black owned firms is 16.4% in New York. So 16.4% of the businesses are black owned in New York. In L.A., 5.8% are black owned. All right.
Yeah.
Let's look at Hispanic, which, by the way, I'm not crazy about that word Hispanic, but for the U.S. Census purposes, we'll use that word. Hispanic owned firms in Los Angeles, 21%.
Oh.
Now, remember, half of the fucking population in L.A., the city of L.A.
Is Latinos.
Is Latinos.
Yeah.
All right. So you have 21% of the businesses in L.A. Are Hispanic. And this is from 2007. Obviously, they haven't had the census since then on this. 2007, L.A., Hispanic-owned firms, 21%. Let me see what New York is. New York is Hispanic-owned firms is 15.1%.
Oh.
So if you do the math, almost 50% of the population in the United in Los Angeles is Hispanic. And only 25% of the population in New York is Hispanic.
Oh,
and you have 15% of those. So you still have more Latino owned businesses
in New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
So
wow.
So what I'm getting from this is that Los Angeles is more racist than New York.
Yeah.
Los Angeles,
they don't allow your Latinos to open their firm.
Los Angeles is a little bit more oppressive to blacks and Latinos than New York. Los Angeles doesn't allow as many blacks to live here as New York does.
Yeah.
Because there's only 8%.
Crazy.
So, all right. Let me just do this here about... In 2013, we're gonna go really fast here. In 2013, in New York, did you send me a link of crime in New York and crime in LA?
Yep.
Okay, I have the one in New York. I don't remember. Do you have the one in LA?
Yep, in 2014.
Okay, so I have the statistics from 2013. So in 2013, per 100,000 people, per capita of 100,000 people, there were 335 murders per 100,000 people in New York.
Oh.
What do you have for yours? Anything?
577.
577 per 100,000? Is that what it says?
No, that's in total.
That's probably
it,
per...
It doesn't say per... See, no, it doesn't say...
Usually, there's some sort of a gauge. Anyway, so rapes, 1,112 rapes per 100,000. What do you have on yours?
I don't have it for... I just have the murders for L.A. and not the...
We don't report rapes in L.A. Everyone has to suck a cock just to get on TV. So it's not really considered rape. It's considered auditioning.
Right.
In L.A., if you bend over and you spread your ass cheeks and an executive stuffs it up your ass, it's not really considered rape.
All right.
It's considered you may get the job or you may not.
That's why you don't know.
You don't
find
report
their,
it. Yeah. But it's interesting to note, right? So let me go back to murders. In 2013, 335 murders occurred in New York that were reported, of course, per 100,000. In 2001, there were 3,472.
All right.
Okay. So in like 12 years, a substantial amount of murders had decreased.
Yeah.
And
let me,
the
let me
rapes.
Check in LA quickly, like 10 years ago, it was. Oh, I don't have a.
Yeah, the burglaries have also gone down in New York.
Yeah.
In 2001, you had 31,563. In 2013, you had 16,606. So New York
That's
is
crazy.
Yeah, New York is a little safer now than it was in 2001.
All right.
So, anyway, I hope that those of you guys listening got a pretty good assessment of some of the differences between Los Angeles and New York. I'll tell you right now, we're going to wrap up the show real quick, but New York has some fucking amazing pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And I'm Italian, and I can confirm that, yeah.
Fucking amazing pizza.
Amazing,
anywhere,
yeah.
Right?
Anywhere.
Any fucking corner.
Wherever you want to try it and have a slice, everywhere
it
is
good. It goes from
good
to fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
But bad doesn't exist.
Bad doesn't exist.
No.
Even when the guy's touching his balls and then giving you a slice of pizza and taking
it's
the money.
It's still good.
It's still good.
Yeah.
How about that hot dog I took you to?
Oh, wow.
Come on.
With the sauerkraut.
Come on.
Hot dog. Wow, that was crazy.
That was one of the best hot dogs you've ever had.
Ever.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
That's Papaya King. I got to give a big up to Papaya King. Big up, you motherfucker! Papaya King is one of the best fucking hot dogs. And real quick, what else was one of the best things you ate while you were in New York?
A bagel.
Yeah?
Of course, yeah.
A bagel?
Yeah, first
What kind
day.
Of bagel? Everything bagel?
No, just like salmon and tomatoes and stuff.
No, but what kind of bagel was it? The actual bread? Just plain bagel with salmon and cream cheese and tomato?
And tomato,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
It was
bagels,
amazing.
Bagels are fucking amazing in New York. The same thing in New York. Bagels that go from good to fucking great. What amazing thing have you had in L.A. that you felt you couldn't get in New York?
Hamburgers, probably.
Fucking, you got more hamburgers here per capita than any other place I've ever been to. Yeah.
But that's probably why I haven't eaten that much hamburgers in New York. Because I have enough here, so.
All right, well, yo, that's awesome, man. That's a pretty good assessment. Hamburgers in L.A., bagels, pizza, and hot dogs in New York, all right?
Yeah.
You want to get robbed and you want to get murdered, come to L.A. You want to be fucking... Do you want to be racially profiled? Come to L.A. You want to fucking live with a bunch of smelly-ass motherfuckers on top of you? Go to New York. You want more space? Stay in L.A. There you go. That's the report. Yo, so that's it, man. That concludes our show.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in to Nestorius motherfucking Public Radio. Make sure you like our Facebook page, and make sure you tell a friend to subscribe to our show on iTunes.
I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.